Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1, Regarding the Celebration of Christmas, November 17, 2004, from Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. A letter given to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Timothy, write these words as I bestow them upon you. Thus says the Lord, for many years have the people celebrated this ritual of men, called Christmas. Yet I say to you, with all manner of authority and righteous indignation, the name Christ shall have no word attached to it, other than my name given by the Father. I know many say they celebrate this holiday in loving memory of my earthly birth. Yet on this day I did not come into the world by way of water and blood. For that day and hour was not written, nor are the times and seasons of my works understood. It is only written that I have come into the world, and that my works did follow me. Is it not written, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen? Therefore give heed to my words, all you called Christian, who do dishonor me. I know many of you, in ignorance, celebrate my earthly birth as the beginning of your salvation. Yes, I say, sing and rejoice. For likewise did God's angels rejoice on that day. For I am the beginning and the end. Behold, I am forever. Amen. Thus my earthly birth into this world was not the beginning, for nothing was created that was not created through me. If it were not so, I would have told you. For most assuredly I say to you, all rituals given by and from pagans are an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. Indeed, all religious rituals and celebrations not decreed by the Father, which glorify not my name, are an abomination. To worship God the Father through the Son is pure worship. Yet any worship offered up to the Father, not through the Son, is in error. For the Father has declared but one way. I am the way. For all who worship me, worship the Father also. Thus I say to you in a loud voice, any and all worship rooted in paganism is an abomination to the Lord. In this modern age, I ask you, where is the Christian's heart? To worship holy and in righteous purity is to be one with me in the Spirit. You call to me, and I come unto you, and we together become one in the Spirit. This is a gift given by the Father. For only by the power of God's Spirit, being in union with the Messiah, can His beloved be one with Him and in Him. So again, if you celebrate this holiday of men, I say woe. For you have made yourselves the hypocrite, a worker of idolatry and perversion, desecrating my name and my glory. I know in your heart you seek to honor me in any and all ways, yet I ask you, how can we be one, if your heart and mind go from here to there, reveling in those things I hate? For all those who remain friends with this world do dishonor me. Or have you never read this scripture? You adulterers and adulteresses, do you not understand that friendship with this world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever makes himself a friend of this world is an enemy of God. Indeed, what do all these things have to do with me? Why do you decorate the tree? Have I not made it as beautiful as it should be? Why do you decorate your house? A household, which seeks to honor me, has no need of worldly decorations, for in humility, set apart, shall you shine forth. Why do you give worldly gifts in my name? Am I not the gift? He who ascended on high, He who led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Therefore receive of me and of all I offer, and be separate. For in following my ways do you give gifts to me and to each other, even to all those around you. For the gifts I bring are forever. Therefore I ask you, what matter these things of the world and men, which shall soon pass away? Yet you say, all these things are a metaphor and a testament to you, Lord. Yet I tell you, Anything coming from the rituals of sin are sin. Do not do it. Rather, do only as the Word of God instructs. For the season of giving is each and every day, and the season of love is indeed every day, every hour, every minute, every moment of your life lived in me. So give worldly gifts to each other if you so choose, yet do it not as the pagans, for this is sin. Give gifts to your loved ones as you see fit, with love for them, but do it not on the 25th day of December. For this day was put forth by pagans, in worship of false gods, which is to break the Father's first and foremost commandment. Timothy, I know your heart, and how you wish for others to know my ways. Show them by your ways, revealing me in you. Then shall my ways become clear. I know you have loved this December holiday, yet you must forsake it, for I have called you to a higher calling than those around you. Behold, I have called you to the truth, and to trumpet the word of God, to the salvation of men and to war, even war in my members, a great division. You wish to celebrate my name in my earthly birth. This you already do. You wish to enjoy festivals with your family. Do so. Behold, I have given you 7. No more do as the pagans and false teachers would have you do, for you must be separate from the world, Timothy, set apart for my glory. Therefore I say to you, cast away your tree and lights, even all decorations of this holiday. Celebrate my glory, and honor me as I truly am. Honor me with your family in the way I will show you. And as you honored me in the fall, by shunning the day of the dead, also do unto these winter holidays of men. And yes, continue to teach your children that which is written of my earthly birth and the salvation day of men, for this is well-pleasing in my eyes. Know this, the salvation day of men is fourfold. It was ordained before the foundation of the world, fulfilled at my birth, finished at my death on the cross, and solidified eternally upon my resurrection. I am the Lord.